Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Printed Circuit Podcast, where we discuss trends, challenges, and opportunities across the printed circuit engineering industry. I'm your host, Steph Chavez. In this bonus episode, we're circling back to season one topic, the PCB supply chain. We have some exciting developments to share about how we enable supply chain resilience. And here to join me for the second time is Matt Walsh, Product Marketing Manager with Siemens.
Wow. Thanks for having me back again on the podcast, Steph. And as you mentioned, yes, a lot has happened since we chatted late last year.
Awesome. Before we dive into it, can you give the audience a brief background of yourself?
Yeah, so I've worked for Siemens EDA now for about 6 years in product marketing, and I'm responsible for our cloud solutions. But prior to being at Siemens, I actually worked in the semiconductor industry for over 20 years at Xilinx, in their field organization, helping OEMs design in their FPGAs. And so during those 20 years, I really saw firsthand how information flows from a component manufacturer to the OEM throughout the MPI process and ultimately through the full product lifecycle for electronic systems. And now I feel like I'm able to apply what I learned and to kind of help formulate a better connection between the source of component supply on one end to the component demand on the design side.
That's great. That's outstanding. Your contribution to the industry is great, and I love what you're doing. With that said, in season one of our podcast, we talked a lot about the problems with today's supply chain and outlined a three-phase approach to taking these issues, which was through knowledge, intelligence, and optimization. At the time, we could offer customers solutions to enable the knowledge phase. Can you remind our audience again how we do this?
Sure. But let me just try to set the stage a little bit more. So the system design companies, they want to deliver a successful product to market. I mean, that's a given. And so they rely heavily on their supply chains during product development all the way through new product introduction and then ramping that product into production. But over the last many years, supply chains have become very distributed and complex and, quite frankly, more unpredictable, resulting from a bunch of dynamic market forces that we probably don't need to get into here. But the end result has been a lot of supply chain volatility and disruptions. And this has had a significant material impact on the bottom lines of many companies. And so, yes, we've been talking a lot about supply chain resilience because OEM companies, our customers, are looking for solutions that allow them to manage risk and to foresee and adapt quickly to any supply disruptions, and mostly to have the ability to thrive in the face of all these dynamic changes that have been going on now for many years, but were kind of magnified by the pandemic. And because of this, when we talk more broadly about supply chain resilience, it begins at the point of design, but it spans across the complete product lifecycle. And knowledge, intelligence, and optimization, these were themes that we focused on as deliverables regarding resilience at the point of design, which effectively means at the point of electronic design authoring. You might ask, well, how did we do? Well, I feel like we've very much delivered kind of as a general update. With our acquisition of Supply Frame in 2021, we have a great supply chain resilience solution during component research and design capture. And what I mean by this is that we make deep market supply chain and component sourcing knowledge available at the engineer's fingertips at the part level, so the most informed decisions can be made during part selection and schematic capture. So engineers are going to be armed with knowledge pertaining to part availability, compliance, lifecycle. They have access to data sheets. There's risk alerts, without ever needing to leave their authoring tools to go search for the information online. And we provide both the authoring tools, naturally, and now the underlying detailed part information, including real-time component sourcing knowledge from Siemens Supply Frame, packaged into one solution.
That's awesome. I tell you, knowledge is power, that's for sure. Now we have even more to offer. Can you expand on that, Matt?
Definitely. So again, the theme last year was what I like to think of as ubiquitous access to component sourcing knowledge, really inside and throughout the electronic design authoring process. In other words, fingertip access to information, allowing engineers to make more informed part selection decisions. But the theme this year is intelligence. Where knowledge was more about component sourcing information alone, the intelligence theme is characterized by a deeper application of that component sourcing knowledge, coupled with more comprehensive part intelligence and a lot of automation that will make engineering organizations more productive, which I know will make engineers and designers really happy. And so you may recall from last season's podcast with Andre Mosley that he talked specifically about our vision for enabling the intelligence theme, which would allow engineers to adapt quickly to supply chain disruptions of components used in their electronics designs. And I think Andre did a great job kind of setting the stage for our approach to achieving PCB supply chain resilience and something we often refer to more broadly as shifting left, which means shifting left more robust part intelligence to the point of design. And I think we actually delivered on that promise that Andre laid out. So with our solution, which I should add is available now, it's available today, never again is a designer accidentally going to use a part that it's obsolete or part that has an unacceptably long lead time. I mean, those are table stakes. But with deep market intelligence of our solution, including all the parametric information now fully integrated with Expedition EDM, we make, I'm going to coin a new term here, push button easy, the ability to access or to assess components, and push button easy to create components and to manage component data at the engineering organization level, both for individual products as well as for whole product portfolios. And out of the box, it includes comprehensive part intelligence from Siemens Supply Frame on over 650 million manufacturer part numbers. And it includes a data model and automated integration with our customers' engineering workflow.
With several decades under my belt as designing boards, I really like what I'm hearing. But can you provide some real-world examples of how development organizations will take advantage of this new intelligence in Expedition EDM?
So by taking a look at, you know, what our solution delivers, let me start just by saying that engineering organizations are managing an incredible amount of data across their complete product portfolios, with one of the major areas being all the data associated with the parts they're using. I mean, they have to capture the raw part data, then they use the data to create parts for their corporate libraries, and then they have to manage and maintain it all. And doing all of that has not traditionally been easy, but we're going to make it easy. And so let me break it down into four use cases that I think our customers are really going to like. The first is what I'm going to label as part intelligence. And what I mean by that is that our solution provides push-button access to comprehensive part intelligence information, including all the parametric characteristics for a given part, alongside availability, life cycle, and other useful supply chain data. So instead of an engineering organization or a designer needing to search online for this component information and then spending additional time manually inputting and categorizing the information, that rich component intelligence is readily available at their fingertips. And engineering organizations won't need to constantly update the info if anything changes, because that's going to be done automatically within the solution for all the components in their library. However, I think even more importantly, our solution isn't just about connecting engineers and designers to part intelligence data. Our solution also comes with a robust data model that includes a taxonomy and the automatic classification of the component data to make it very easy for those digital records to be searched for and maintained. So imagine a world where your engineering organization never has to manually type in characteristic information about a part. It's automatically going to be classified, it's automatically updated, and it directly links to their ECAD system. And so the second use case I like to call extended search. I mean, this is kind of like, what if a designer, I mean, working on a new product, searches for a part that's been used before, right? It's on the AVL, I used it in my last design, but finds that that part just searched for locally is obsolete. What does the designer do then? In the past, they oftentimes went online to a third-party component distributor site or some other industry search engine to find a suitable alternative. And this is how it's been done today. But this path lacks a digital record of events, and thus the digital thread's been broken. But there is a better way. Our integrated solution supports what we call extended search, and it allows you to easily search online through a direct connection to the content provider of your choosing. And when you find a suitable alternative part or a set of parts, our solution maps that directly to the supplied data model with no additional intervention on the part of the engineer or the designer. And this is all built in. It's ready to use. And our out-of-the-box solution will include supply frames designed to source intelligence. But as I mentioned earlier, we can support any content provider. The third use case is simply called part compare. And so that's a pretty easy one. I mean, once you find a suitable alternative, you know, using the extended search, we provide comprehensive views, allowing the designer to quickly compare and assess the technical fit of different manufacturer part numbers that meet your criteria in a side-by-side parametric and supply chain comparison table that includes direct access to data sheets. So if you want to get even more detailed information, again, you have it right there. And then once you select the best part that meets your needs, our integrated solution allows you to initiate a new part request with the push of a button. And again, what further differentiates this solution is the inclusion of that data model. I can't tell you how important that's going to be for our customers, because it automatically maps the data for them. And again, that's all going to be ready to use out of the box. All right, one last example. I want to mention this bill of materials audit. I mean, it's one of the other cool capabilities that we enable with our solution is this ability to run seamless bill of material audits during schematic capture. So engineers, as they're capturing their design, can assess real-time risk simply by clicking on a tab inside of Expedition Designer. So we're really delivering a lot of capabilities with this new solution that just came out.
That's awesome. You know, these four use cases really show the value that Expedition EDM delivers on the promise of supply chain resilience at the point of design.
I think what's actually more exciting, Steph, is we're really only just getting started. We're already deep into our next release, where we'll be doing a lot more in the area of bill of materials analysis, risk grading, automated notifications, to name a few. And honestly, no matter if a user is a designer or a component engineer, a librarian, you know, even an engineering manager, there's going to be tremendous functionality at their fingertips that's all geared towards productivity. It's really going to help, I think, preserve and protect the engineering capacity of organizations so they can really maximize and focus on innovation and look to accelerate the design process.
All right. You know, it's very exciting developments, Matt. One of the last topics earlier on that you mentioned was the need for supply chain resilience to span the complete product lifecycle. I think I understand what you're saying, but are you saying that supply chain resilience needs to extend beyond the point of design?
Yeah, I'm glad you caught that, because you're right. I mean, what I'm saying is that supply chain resilience, it begins at the point of design, but the mandate for supply chain resilience, it's actually much broader, because supply chain resilience requires collaborative cross-functional decision-making that spans the full product lifecycle. Engineering organizations are important, but there are other stakeholders like NPI product management and sourcing and supply management that are critical to releasing new products and supporting the success of existing products and systems that already are producing revenue today. However, what we found is that there's really, meaning in today's world, there really has been no system of collaboration or decision support that really holds a digital thread of information that's running across these various stakeholder organizations. So instead, you have this sort of traditional segmentation into enterprise systems, including ECAD and PLM and supply chain and ERP systems that are also very highly segmented, such that each enterprise system only holds a piece of the puzzle in terms of the broader representation of what's happening across all these different stakeholder groups. And this makes it increasingly difficult to make better, more collaborative, and more informed trade-off decisions. And so what I love about what we're doing, and I really like about you know, the acquisition that we made with Supply Frame back in 2021 is that Siemens is the only partner that can deliver a complete end-to-end supply chain resilience solution to the new digital enterprise. And when it's deployed, and again, we've got all the pieces in place today, but when it's deployed by a customer, it's a huge competitive advantage for them, you know, if they're looking to compete and thrive in the market with speed, agility, and increased ability to be resilient, no matter the supply chain environment. And so I think it's a huge deal. And we've got a real winner here.
Okay, I'm glad I asked the question. I can definitely see where all this ties into the industry best practice series we've been talking about and utilizing Expedition EDM when it comes to complex tasks such as design reuse and other automation tasks within PCB design process.
Yeah, and so I think, well, one, you know, thanks for inviting me again, Steph. And, you know, we can chalk up another one for Expedition EDM because it now we're adding on this supply chain resilience capability on top of all the other great things that Expedition EDM brings. I mean, it really is a cornerstone product to a digital transformation. And again, a tremendous amount of capabilities there. It's something that if companies aren't looking at it, they certainly should.
Very well said, Matt. You know, I think our time is up. And thanks again, Matt, for being on the podcast and sharing all the information and your valuable insight to our audience.
No problem. Thanks.
Awesome. To those listening, keep following along for more PCB design best practices.